And now I am joined live in the studio, actually, which is really, really fun, with the amazing Luke and Waldos. Guys, how are you going?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
No problem. So
we're thrilled to be here.
Yeah, Thank you. Great to have you guys here. So you're both here to talk about Doomscape, which is a collective of underground electronic musicians hosting your first event. This is Doomscape Volume 1 tomorrow on Saturday, the 6th of September. How are you guys feeling about it?
Super excited.
Yeah.
Been nervous, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been a really fun journey for us. I think we've all been big fans of the underground scene for a long time and all learned a lot through going to different events, and now getting to be able to curate and craft our own one has been a real like dream come true.
Amazing. Brilliant. And well, how did you both get into, I don't know, get started making electronic music? How did you get introduced to the scene? What was your genesis?
It all started when I was a little kid, and my dad had a lot of cassettes of different music of different types, and I was always thrilled to try and put those together into a same tape and maybe try and mix them.
Cool.
And so then when I came to Australia and I saw so many amazing DJs in the underground scene, I thought this is what I want to do. This is who I am.
Yeah,
I I belong in this community.
So good. So good. Yeah. What about yourself, Luke?
Yeah, I don't think I can top that, but I don't
have the childhood memory of manually trying to mix tapes together.
No, that's an awesome story, though.
That's very cool.
I moved over from Perth at the end of last year, so I spent most of my young adulthood growing up in Perth and just really always was a part of the scene.
Yeah.
First as a listener, and then probably 4 or 5 years ago, through a few friends, found someone that did these free, very low-budget DJ courses
and
did that through them. Then went ahead and purchased my set of decks, and then probably for the last 4 or 5 years been mixing mostly in the bedroom, but every now and then venturing out into the clubs.
Amazing. That's so cool. I've always wanted to learn how to DJ. Like, I've got a couple mates that do that, and it's just magical to me. I don't even know how you guys do it. I've tried, and it's not pretty. But look, I want to talk about Doomscape a little bit. How did the collective kind of form? Who are the other artists that are kind of involved with it?
So it all started early this year. I was really low on gigs, to be honest. So I just wanted to play more often. And as an upcoming artist, it's very difficult for you to find gigs if maybe you don't have a big following. So I just had this idea that I wanted to play this specific kind of underground music, hard groove, that is kind of getting viral now. And I thought, well, I'm going to get some friends to do this with and some people that's very passionate. So I told Devon, who is not here at the moment, and I said, Devon, let's try and create a music collective since we love underground music so much. And he said, well, I've got the perfect candidate for that. It's Luke. He's passionate.
Devon's my landlord.
He's clever.
For context.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's the landlord.
Shout out Devon.
Shout out
to Devon. Yeah, landlord, DJ.
So good. Wow, it's amazing. And obviously, you know, the Ven is also, it's titled Doomscape Volume 1. First of all, where did Doomscape come from? What's the inspiration behind the actual title?
Oh, the actual title, I actually went back and forth multiple times with my girlfriend trying to find a name for it. And I told her I want something dark, but I also want something bright at the same time, because I think our music is all about eclectic sounds, bringing two different things together into one. So I said, I want something like Doom, Boom, or maybe Suborbit. She said, Suborbit sounds too much like Subsonic. I said, okay, maybe what about something Doom? She's like, maybe something, if you're doing something with Doom, which is something really dark, maybe you should maybe try and like escape from it.
Yeah.
It's like Doomscape is like the escape of all your day-to-day hassle troubles or your day-to-day worries, like this place where you can be who you are. And I was like, I think that's the perfect name.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I think that's really what we're trying to do with these events. We're trying to make them an underground sound, but we're also trying to, I guess, differentiate ourselves from some of the real more like industrial minimalist techno groups that are out there, because what they're doing is great, but what we want to do is bring that underground sound but also bring some color, some flavor, some warmth to it.
Lovely. Yeah. That's so cool. This is a very random question, but would you guys ever like consider doing your own like sound system? Has that ever been on the books for you?
Yeah, so I'm learning to produce.
Yep.
I've made 4 songs and I got someone to master one of them. So I'm keen to play that tomorrow.
Nice.
And for me, that's kind of like what Doomscape is about. Sort of bringing artists like that and people that make their own music and mm-hmm. that they can play it in front of a crowd and maybe get a reaction. You know, we don't do this for the money.
Totally.
We do this for...
The community, the connection.
For the community, the connection. And yeah, too, because it's basically cultural preservation of
yeah.
a sound that we don't want it to get lost.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. And this is Volume 1, Doomscape. Doomscape Volume 1. Does that mean there's going to be some more in the future?
I think definitely.
Yeah.
I think we've learned so much through this, and we talked so much and thought so much about where we wanted to go. And I think there's a lot of different paths we can go next, but we want to make sure we really push this Doomscape brand forward and continue to evolve that sound. And where exactly, which exact venue we go next, that's not locked in, but I think we're all
okay.
really keen to keep progressing this.
Amazing.
Yeah, or perhaps... you know, out in the open, something free. My idea at the beginning was to make it free, completely free.
Yeah,
but it's very difficult to find a free open space. Mm-hmm. You have to get a lot of permits and all sorts of papers and documents. So we just thought we'll just go with one event in a venue and see if we like it and see
yeah.
how we go. And I think that's a good start for us.
Amazing. Well, how do people come see you? Where's it happening? How do we get those tickets?
Probably the easiest way, if you're on Instagram or Facebook, just looking up Doomscape. So it's Doomscape. Or if you Google it, that should take you through to our Eventbrite ticket link, and we'll be continuing to share on our stories and promote it in the next 24 hours as we lead up to the event.
Amazing. All right.
Yep.
Anything else you guys want to add about the event?
I think probably the other thing we touched on early on with what Santi said about up-and-coming DJs, that's really something we're trying to promote. So
yeah.
we've got our lineup and our headline artists, but then we're also doing an open decks from 5 p.m. And
awesome.
That's something we want to continue, no matter how big the brand gives, is giving back to the community and letting those new people shine up and rise through the cracks.
That's beautiful. And also, like, at every party that I've been to where it's actual DJs, people that are actually proper music lovers, the open desks just kind of naturally happen and just keep going until late and late and late, early in the morning. So that's amazing that you guys are making that an actual, like, a proper thing at the very beginning of the night. Yeah, that's
yeah,
so sick.
So that's a top priority.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, yep. Thank you so much for coming in. This sounds like such an amazing collective that you guys have got going on and some really big things, obviously, on the horizon. And I'm very, very glad that you guys were able to come on the air and chat with us about your first one. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks so much.
Of
Appreciate
course.
It.
Thanks Appreciate so it. Much, guys.